My name's Karen Seed. I work with Denver Homeless Out Loud as well as the Colorado Village Collaborative here at the Tiny Home Village.
So, Karen, tell us about your participation in this process of moving the Tiny Home Village across the alley.
Well, I'm a member of the advisory council here at the village. We have the village council and the advisory council that helps with the governance of the community. Advisory council is people who are from the supporting organizations like Homeless Out Loud, Interfaith Alliance, Bayard Enterprises, kind of the people who are helping support and uplift the villagers. So I help with all kinds of different issues that come up at the village, including moving. So I've been here for the past little while. Well, I've been helping with the project for about 3 years now. And back 3 years ago, we were just, an idea, a good idea. So it's been quite a process seeing it take hold, catch on, and come to fruition.
So why does the village have to move every 6 months?
The village has to move every 6 months to stay in compliance with Denver zoning code. Because we don't have a permanent categorization of a tiny home village in the code itself, we have the village legally existing under a temporary use permit, which is a permit that can exist for certain zones, such as commercial, which is where we're at now. So we apply for a temporary use permit, and then the community, if our permit is in line with the guidelines of temporary uses, they'll grant acceptance of the permit, which lasts for only 6 months.
Would this be something you'd like to see changed? And if so, how would that process look?
Absolutely. In fact, Denver City is indeed working on exploring what to create permanent zoning for a tiny home village like ours would involve creating a new use, a new categorization of a land use that's written into the code itself. So, for example, like you have a single family home, that's a land use. You have industrial activities, that's a land use that use is accepted in different codes, or that use is accepted in different zones, depending on what's legal in the code, what's written in the code. So what they're trying to do is create a new use, which is a tiny home village, which is acceptable in different zones. We're not sure which zones they're going to put it in, but that's sort of where we're at in the conversation, to the best of my knowledge.
Well, for KGNU's listeners that would like to add some support, what's the best way for them to do that?
Everyone has a plethora of different skills, a spectrum. We would love to meet you, to hear your passion and enthusiasm. We always need help with so many things, such as when we build a village, we'll need help with skilled carpenters and construction expertise. We always need people to drop by with food or drinks or other kinds of supplies. If you can get in contact with us through our Facebook page, Colorado Village Collaborative, we can get back to you and brainstorm ideas, and stay in touch with us. We'll be posting updates there quite often. And we are looking towards a permanent home. So if anyone out there knows a land that might be used for in perpetuity, or a person who might be willing to work with us to strike a deal, we'd definitely be interested to talk more.
Hi, I'm Therese. I am with the Colorado Village Collaborative that's building this, as well as with the Homeless Out Loud.
So this is some of the final stages of relocating the beloved village. Tell us a little bit about how the process has been.
It's been a long and treacherous process. It's actually taken really months of work and finding a landowner and working through the zoning processes, and figuring out the actual physical moving process, working with Whiting Turner to solidify a forklift. Many stages of the process. It's taken a lot of effort and fundraising. It's costing us roughly around $25,000 for this move, a massive amount of money to move about 20 feet.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a long process. And then for the past, since the 28th, it's been about 5 days now, 6 days, something like that, that we've been doing the work of moving, and it's a lot of work. So there's been a lot of cutting of bolts and taking down stairs and so on. Now, forklifted these, put them over here, and we'll be reconstructing from today for the next few days.
How has been the material support and the volunteer power support?
It's been good. Yeah, actually, we've had a lot of folks step up to the plate to come and help. People that bring by coffee in the morning, or people that come to do the construction, and it's been great. We can still use more help, definitely. It's harder on the weekdays. Folks are more apt to come out on a Saturday, but we'll be working tomorrow, and we'll be working Monday and Tuesday and until we get the job done. So definitely can still use people's person power to lift things and all that.
Where are the residents of the Beloved Village during this whole process?
Different places. We worked with a lot of our friends and community to get folks to be able to stay in houses with folks who are willing to house. And so a bunch of people are staying in different community members' houses, and then some other folks are maybe at the shelters or different options.